Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. This is the fun part of the show. This is I say you don't play Stairway to Heaven until the encore, you know. So in Def Leppard's case, Pour Some Sugar on Me comes at the end. So this is when we're pouring sugar on Heather Mazier. She's running for office. We're at 98 Cannons, and we're in Chestertown for the very first time, but it will not be the last, especially based on what I'm seeing here. Chris Golder's been my friend for a long, long time. Are you the executive chef proprietor? Well, I don't even know your title. What's your title?
I'm the chef, partner,
chief cook, bottle washer. Yeah. I got it. Okay. The poobah of all things. Heather wanted us to come here and look at that crab cake. So I'm seeing little parsley. That looks pan-fried to me, but it's not. It looks like it has a little edge on it. That's broiled.
Yeah.
Well, when a broiler is going to be 500 degrees, so you get a little bit of crunch a broil anyway.
Now, do you have any crunch underneath of it or no?
Sear it on both sides. And we actually have black iron skillets that we have a pizza oven that we really kind of get it going.
Well, we're bringing all sorts of things out here. When I came in, the first thing Heather said was, we're going to get french fries with the crab cake, right? And I'm like, no. I've been trying to avoid the other things that happen, but I'm going to make an exception today.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you know I am. What is this delicious thing? This is your crab specialty. This is what you really kind of want people to order. Like, this is a feature.
Well, this is, you know, it's a little take. Everybody likes little crab cake appetizers, you know, and for me, I always like to do something a little different that, you know, you can't get anywhere else. So what we did is we take some local fried or green tomatoes, we bread them up, fry them, put a little lettuce on there, and then we have an Old Bay aioli that we put underneath, and, you know, we just present it.
You're like a real chef, so when you're selling me up on the aioli thing, it's something I want to try. French fries. I was at Thrasher's. This is a similar style, right? And probably is because these don't come out of a Cisco bag.
We buy our own. We buy an Idaho baked potato. We cut them ourselves. We parblanch them and then fry them up to order. We have a little seasoning mix that, to be honest, I can't remember what's in it. And we put a nice little blend on it and send it right out.
Well, I'm not friendly enough with it. We don't know each other well enough, and so I'm not going to I'm not going to steal a fry, but I want you to know I want one.
Here.
I want one.
I'm going to pass one off on the fork I have not used yet.
We are socially everything, and I'm going to have the fry to see what's going on here.
Does that mean I get to have one too?
Actually, not the first French fry I've had during the crab cake tour, but I'm going to lie and say it is.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's pretty good. Can I aioli it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to like
have a French fry faux pas.
Oh, that's delicious. And then with the tomatoes, my wife would even eat that because she loves fried tomatoes. So crab cake recipes, we're arguing about them. Every chef I've talked to says the crab meat is the star, so keeping it simple is the whole idea.
Absolutely. You want to, just like everybody else, you start with good quality product. Try not to throw a lot of stuff in it and just enough so you can enhance it.
Well, Heather's about to get hangry here, but before we do anything, you recommended this place, and then you said, pickles. I want the pickles. I think you knew that you do these specially. These are house-made, right?
They're house-made, yes.
And what does it take to make a pickle besides a really good cucumber?
Well, we buy fresh pickles. We'll probably spend one day slicing them all up, making our brine, and throwing them in the walk-in, and a couple days later, they're ready to go.
Heather was all about this burrata, which I'm all about. We can split that, right? We're going to cut that?
Oh, absolutely.
You're not
going to
eat all that of yourself, are you?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, you came hangry, and we've been talking about running for office and all this politics and Chestertown and fresh. Do your tomatoes look like that in the garden? I hope so.
They do. However, I haven't had a nice hunk of burrata like that in a while.
You know,
so
it's going to get all oozy.
Oh, yeah. It's
going to
be
delicious.
We have side plates. We can definitely chop and share.
All right. Well, I'd like to talk more, but I run the show, and I am my own boss, and it's time to eat. So I'm going to have a bite of this. On this recipe here with what you're doing and making crab balls and the little guys here and mixing with the aioli, how much do you mess with the aioli? Were there other things you consider putting in this?
In the aioli?
Yes, because the side, I'm telling you, everyone has a special little thing and they're very proud of it. I know you're proud. This is your thing. Is there anything else that works with this?
Well, we can...
It's a little New Orleans kind of thing.
A little bit. Yeah, it's like I said, it's we try to keep it really simple. We don't put a lot of things in it.
Fried green tomatoes, my first one of the season.
And again, it's, like I said, it's just real simple. You know, we don't want to mix it up. I always try to tell people, it's like, once you go past five ingredients, you're really kind of just hiding things, so...
Well, you're not going to hide that from burrata from me. Come on down to Chestertown. I have never been here before. She dragged me. He ate it and abetted. And now I'm going to eat it, and I'm probably going to come back because I'm going to have to come back. So thank you very much for the hospitality.
My pleasure.
The Serendipity Crab Cake Tour continues. You can find it at Crab Cake Tour anywhere, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Hear the words of Heather. Other active politicians, running politicians, celebrities, newsmakers. I got some authors coming on. Dan Rogers and I, he moved my date today. On the way up here, I checked my phone. He wants to move to the next day. And I'm thinking serendipity will be that it'll rain like hell the day that we were supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I'm just going with it. I'm going with nothing is going to go wrong on this tour, and nothing has gone wrong thus far, including me having a cramp and now having some tonic water. Come on down to 98 Canyon. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I would fist bump you and do all that, but Heather, she's running for office, so like touching people's leg, and I've been running for whatever the heck I'm running for. Southern Maryland this weekend, back at home next week, and up to Cecil County. I called an audible to Cecil County. I found that Jimmy Buffett's playing in Philly next Thursday. That's going to be my Cecil County day. They don't know it yet, so I'm coming for you, Elkton. I'm Nestor. She's Heather. He's Chris. On behalf of all of us over in Chestertown, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks.
We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive, even on the Eastern Shore.